With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Secaucus Chippewa Community Health Clinic is closed today for a deep clean. A health clinic staff member tested positive for COVID-19. The Secaucus Chippewa community said that person is self-isolating. Direct contacts are self-isolating as well. The person is not an SCC tribal member and does not live in the Mole Lake community. The health clinic is suspending all services today so ICS cleaning crew can sanitize the facility. It will reopen tomorrow for COVID-19 testing only. Starting Monday, the SCC health clinic will be available for testing and emergency services only. Appointments are required for COVID-19 testing at the SCC health clinic. The SCC Health has been increasing its testing for all Forest County. As of September 15th, it has tested 2,926 people. 2 years ago, the state of Michigan closed Ojibwe Correctional Facility in Marinesco, just across the Wisconsin line. More than 200 people lost their jobs. But legislators are hoping for a new future for the facility. Ben Meyer has more.
The December 2018 closure was fought hard by the Marinesco community, but it ended up being the third Michigan prison closed in 3 years. Michigan Republican State Senator Ed McBroom said it was difficult for the town.
Well, it's really been a pretty serious blow to the local economy and to the local community, to families, to the schools.
203 people were out of a job, but now McBroom is sponsoring a bill that would make it easier for the state to sell the property.
There's been several people who've expressed some interest, whether it be for manufacturing or some sort of growing type operation. There's been, some interest, and we want to make sure that if those ideas come to fruition, that the state is not hindering the sale of it.
McBroom says it would still ideally be used as a detention facility, but the property could also be used for manufacturing or agriculture. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials estimate the number of wolves in the state has increased about 13% from last year. The State Department of Natural Resources said Thursday that surveys put the overwinter population between 1,034 and 1,057 wolves. The 2018-19 estimate was between 914 and 978. The number of packs detected increased from 243 to 256. The agency believes that, based on modeling, the actual wolf population is 1,195 wolves. Flu shots are now available for veterans enrolled in VA health care. Katie Thorson breaks down what you need to know.
Getting your flu shot at VA locations is going to look a little different this year. The VA is offering free flu shots for veterans enrolled in VA health care. This year, the VA is administering the shots in a drive-through clinic. RN infection control nurse Ann Mattson explains how it works.
Our veterans can stay right in their car while we just roll down the window, wear a short sleeve shirt, or slip your coat off, and we'll be able to give the vaccine that way. It just helps from, we don't want to bring people into the medical facility or to the community based clinics if they don't really need to be exposed.
Mattson says a flu shot is the best way to prevent getting the flu. She also recommends other ways to prevent spreading germs, like washing your hands and disinfecting surfaces.
Avoid touching your face. I think that's something that we kind of all do. And if you really sit and think about what you're doing with your hands all day, you might touch a surface and then touch your nose or your mouth or your eyes. You could be touching that contaminated surface and then, contaminating yourself.
There will be drive-through flu shot clinics at VA locations throughout the Upper Peninsula and Northern Wisconsin. It will be offered at the VA clinic in Ironwood on September 29th and 30th, and in Rhinelander at the VA clinic on September 24th and 25th. The clinic will operate from 8:30 to 3:30 all of those days. No appointment is necessary. You can see a full list of locations and times on our website, WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
President Donald Trump stepped up his rhetoric on cultural issues, aiming to boost enthusiasm among rural Wisconsin voters. He held a rally Thursday evening in Mosinee.
A very big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together. And I'm thrilled to be with thousands of loyal, hardworking American patriots.
During the rally, the president repeated a claim that a vaccine for COVID-19 will be coming soon.
There shouldn't have been one person that died. It should have been stopped at China. They stopped it for their country, but it came out to us, to Europe, to the rest of the world, 188 countries. We will deliver a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year, and it could be very, very soon. You've been seeing what's going on.
President Trump called for a statute to ban the burning of the American flag in protest, a freedom protected by the Supreme Court, and criticized sports players and leagues for allowing demonstrations against racial inequality. President Trump is increasingly using his public appearances to elevate cultural issues his campaign feels are important to his base. Our forecast today, sunshine, a high of 58. For tonight, widespread frost, mostly clear and a low around 32. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.